A spokesman for the Ministry of the People's Armed Forces of the National Defense Commission of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea made public a press statement on the trends under the title, "They should abandon the bad habit of slandering others." The press statement said, "Since April 12th, the financial computer network system of the National Agricultural Cooperative Federation of South Korea has been put in the worst-ever paralysis, causing a confusion of financial computer network unprecedented in history. Owing to it, a loss was inflicted on the level of hundreds of million won, and South Korea disgraced itself greatly in the face of the world. What matters here is that the South Korean traitors, who have been busy making a joint investigation into the case for nearly 1 month, instigated the puppet National Intelligence Service and the prosecution to finally conclude that it had been done by the North before opening it to the public. The South Korean traitors presented evidences that the internet address used in attacking the financial computer network system of the Federation was identical with that of the Ministry of Posts and Telecommunications of the DPRK, and that the cracker was estimated to be a professional cyber warfare unit, as the attacking method is a delicate and accurate way of remote control. The South Korean traitors scheme to circulate the rumor about the acts of the North so as to keep up their anti-DPRK confrontation policy shaken to its roots, save the crisis in the closing years of their office, which was fully exposed around the by-elections of April 27th, and get rid of the responsibility for arresting the trend towards national reconciliation, unity, peace and prosperity. All the movements show that the rumor about the acts of the North circulated by the South Korean traitors is another conspiratorial farce against the nation, which was invented to realize such dishonest attempt and a charade like the case of the sunk warship Chunan. The South Korean traitors should abandon their inveterate bad habit of slandering others and clearly know that if they fabricate more anachronistic conspiratorial farce and charade against the DPRK, they will face only bitter disgrace and defeat, the press statement stressed.